We've got this chamber group coming up, and they're coming for 3 days. They're going to work with the children, introduce the pieces a bit more, though they have been being made familiar with them over the term so far. They're going to play a little concert to the whole school. That's the two musicians there. And they're working on some pieces the children themselves have contributed through in earlier workshops. Day two, the children are going to the libraries to see an exhibition of their own work, plus to be introduced to the library and the summer reading challenge, which is a lot of kids don't come to libraries, so it's helping the library with footfall. Then on day three, there's going to be an open rehearsal in the morning, to which people are welcome to come and see the orchestra rehearsing. Then at lunchtime, a children's concert for 250 children, so that's 50-odd children from each of the primary schools we're working with. And then in the evening, we're doing one of our Falcon concerts with the same programme, but for adults. And around that, there have been art workshops, poetry workshops, and there's going to be an exhibition in St Andrew's Church, as well as Cromer, Sheringham and Holt Libraries, during Holt Festival Week, and a special celebratory event celebrating the poetry and the art with prizes in the middle of Holt Festival Week, the 28th of July.
How important is this for the youngsters?
I think we're planting a seed, some of which may take root straight away and flourish, some of which may lay dormant for some years, and then she'll say, you know what, we had that really exciting workshop and concert we went to, and it's always stuck in my mind, and I've loved classical music ever since. And we do want them to hear live classical music, because you realise that the difference between hearing a CD or hearing something on the computer and hearing it live is, you know, there's no comparison. So we know from the workshops already, some of the kids have been really caught by what they've been asked to do. And that will continue to grow, you know, as I say, like a little seed, which is wonderful. And there's no way we're going to hit all the targets we want to hit. You never know which targets you're going to hit, but we will have reached some. And it's been a really exciting project. There's a real buzz about it. A lot of work. We're all groaning a bit with the amount of work, but no, the end results, and people who come to the concert, I'm sure, are going to be absolutely delighted with what's been achieved.